if you haven't had a chance, drive by 1732 West 41st. That is the location of the new fire station. Almost completely done with the walls to where they're going to start setting trusses. So it's kind of exciting.
During the height of summer temperatures, school is just around the corner. Hayes Fire Department Deputy Chief Shane Preston stops by to share some safety tips and some updates from the department on this episode of the Post Podcast.
You know, we've been very fortunate this summer. It's been pretty mild. We've had good moisture coming through. Not as much as we would like, obviously, but it's been enough. And, of course, you know, it seems to get the end of July. It's the first part of August. Then the heat always cranks on. So just wanted to remind everybody, you know, while you're outdoors, drink plenty of water. Get in the shade. If you can, avoid the afternoons. Get out early. And you know, if you got yard work, do it in the mornings. I know this morning was pretty rough when I walked outside this morning, but it was still pretty warm. But if we can, you know, if everybody does that, you know, that should help everybody out. And just make sure you keep cool and stay in that air conditioning. And with the storms, we all live in the plains, so you know Kansas. It seems like, you know, it's really hot, and then in the evenings, here comes a storm. So just be aware. We've had, you know, the last couple of weeks, some storms roll through the areas, you know, like Great Bend and there and such, with the big winds and the hail that they had there. So just when you're out driving, maybe turn off the satellite radio or, you know, listen to the local news, especially looking at those clouds, you know, getting dark and everything, just so you know what's coming and maybe you can be a little more prepared and be safer. So the other thing, it's probably not the most fun topic for kids, but parents love it. Summer break's almost over and we are looking to go back to school. So I'm excited as a parent. I don't think my kids are, but it's okay. So just remember that you'll start seeing city workers out painting crosswalks and, you know, getting those lanes for schools and such done. And so it's just a good time to start remembering, hey, there's going to be kids going and getting in that kind of thought a little bit. And when you're driving, and not, especially in the early mornings, because those kids will be riding bicycles and such to their schools and or walking. And so just be ready for that. And just remember, you know, if you got a cell phone, just put it down, you know, just avoid using those in the school zones and just be alert. Cause you never know if those little kids are just going to dart out or, you know, just not even look, you know, and just run. So,
And this year, you know, there's some additional concerns, I think, as we're going back, we've got a couple traffic areas that are different now that requires probably a little bit more focus. So you get used to it.
Most people, you know, if they go to the ECC area or the high school, they use a lot of the 27th and Canterbury route. That's changed now. We got a roundabout there. And if you haven't been through it, I encourage you to do it. I like it. It does seem to flow a little bit easier. You don't have to make a stop, you know. I think it's for school, it's going to be very beneficial in that area. And, of course, then they changed Canterbury, you know, from four lanes to three lanes. So now there's an actual turning lane. And with the idea behind that, we've having some rear end accidents in those areas. You know, people were wanting to, like, you know, if they're heading south and want to turn into hospital, somebody wouldn't see them because the sun was just right or something like that and would run into the back of them. So hopefully that reduces some of those injuries and such. So, school bus safety, along with kids going walking and everything, there will be school buses running through town and in the county. Just remember, you know, make sure you talk with your kids about that if they're going to be doing the school bus. Don't let them stand on the curb. Make sure they're back, you know, on the sidewalk, at least five steps, and then wait. Make sure the bus comes to a complete stop. So if they need to cross traffic to get to, you know, the school bus, make sure the driver is come to a complete stop, doors open, stop signs out, and usually the driver will signal to the kids, hey, get on. So, and then when you're, and also talk to your kids when they're on the bus, make sure that to help the bus drivers out, just sit down. you know, they're excited, you know, they get to see their friends, they get to talk, and they just, you know, don't always sit down. So just make sure they do that. And then, of course, always, you know, when the bus comes to a complete stop, that's the best time to get off, not standing up and waiting for the bus to stop. So
good advice. We'll talk about some department stuff too, but any last thoughts on the safety tips before we move over?
No, just saying that, you know, just remember those, because by the time we talk, see each other next, school will be in session. So, and then we'll probably talk a little bit more about that too. So,
yeah, it never hurts to have a reminder
when it
comes to school safety or traffic safety in little kids anyway. But yeah, let's talk about, you got some pretty cool stuff going on down at the Hayes Fire Department.
Yeah, so we had some firefighters, they've completed some higher level training, and all the courses that the firefighters do are college based courses. So we had firefighter Aiden Stevenson. He completed requirements for Kansas EMT. So he is a state certified emergency medical technician. And that's a requirement that all of our firefighters have to have, is EMT training. Firefighter Talon Rice, completed his requirements for fire service instructor 1 and 2. So he's able to, basically what that means is he's able to teach a class and put together a class and facilitate that within the department. Firefighter Trevor Sherman, he attended a vehicle extrication training course in Lawrence, Kansas. And with that, he picked up few skills there and knowledge to bring back to a little more advanced training that we can implement within the department. And if you haven't had a chance, drive by 1732 West 41st, and that is the location of the new fire station. And the walls are going up. They're almost completely done with the walls to where they're going to start setting the trusses for the roof. So it's kind of exciting. It's you drive by and it's just a cinder block building right now, but eventually that'll change. We'll have a brick veneer on there that'll look nice and tie in with the community up there. But it is coming along really well. So
that's exciting. Do you have an idea right now when you guys are going to be able to start moving into that building?
So projected time is May June of 2024. So kind of depends, once you know everything goes up, you know, the walls and roofs on, you know, you start working on the inside, then it becomes okay, can we get the right contract, you know, get the contractors lined up and going, and then you know, when you get some other materials in there now, what's the availability, because we still run into that a little bit. I know, talking to different contractors doing projects here in town, they still run into issues of, you know, and it seems like the simplest thing in the world, you know, and everybody should have that on the shelf, but it ends up just being back ordered for 6 months. So there could be some things in there that, you know, out of everybody's control that could delay it just a little bit, but I don't foresee that right now. The way everything is just moving. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you'll have to keep us updated next time as well. But Shane, we've got just about a minute or so left. Always want to talk about this. You've still got your smoke alarm program going,
yes,
right?
We still do. If you own your home and you have you don't have any smoke alarms, or maybe you're not sure how many you actually need, if you already have some and you're not just not sure, give us a call. We are more than happy to come out, help you locate those smoke detectors, where they need to be, place them in the right area. And we do have the smoke detector program. It's a little bit of paperwork, takes like 2 minutes to fill out, and we'll put you smoke detectors in your house when we do install. So we just don't drop them off. We actually put them up and do that too. So, and, you know, also on CO too. So if you need help with that, for CO monitors and stuff, let us know. See what we can do for you.